Lesson 5, Faith in Faith. The idea of having faith in your faith is often criticized, but let's look at the subject more closely. God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, Romans 12:3. Faith comes from the hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17. Paul lived by the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:20. Why do we go to others to have them pray for us? Is it because we have more faith in their faith than we do in our own faith? If we can believe in the faith of others, why not believe in the faith of God that lives within us? Is it not the same God kind of faith? If the nature of Christ and His presence lives within us, and if we have been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word that produces faith, can we not say that we have the God kind of faith living inside of us? Obviously, that faith is in God, but it is a substance, Hebrews 11:1, that has been deposited within us that has the potential to receive all that God has promised. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, Mark 9:23. We each have the capacity to believe God for everything that His grace has provided, but we often have no faith in that faith. Why not? Because we are far too conscious of our weaknesses and failures. The cares of this world choke the Word, the source of faith, and it becomes unfruitful. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Don't doubt the power of the faith within. Believe that God has given you the potential to believe every promise and receive every blessing. If you are a believer, His faith is in you. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us, by the righteousness of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:1.